This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 31st, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Keeping its tradition of releasing controversial reports in the waning hours of the year, when it knows the news media will be short-staffed, NASA yesterday quietly released a 400-page report detailing the circumstances that led to the February 2003 loss of the Space Shuttle Columbia and her crew. So if we already know that a chunk of insulating foam hit and damaged a heat shield tile, what's in a 400-page report released almost 6 years later? Well, the answer is things many people would rather not read. The details of the last few minutes of the crew's lives is grisly and is spelled out in graphic, dispassionate, critical detail. One example, quote, "The Columbia depressurization event occurred so rapidly that the crew members were incapacitated within seconds before they could configure the suit for full protection from the loss of cabin pressure. Although circulatory systems functioned for a brief time, the effects of the depressurization were severe enough that the crew could not have regained consciousness. This event was lethal to the crew," unquote. If you'd like to read the full report, it can be found in a 10-megabyte file that can be downloaded using a link at the bottom of the text version of this story at aero-news.net. Last year, you may recall, NASA waited till the last few hours of 2007 to release a controversial airline safety report it tried to cover up until Congress intervened. Court records indicate a public auction for assets of the very light jet pioneer Eclipse Aviation will be held on January 14th. That's a week later than originally forecast. The Associated Press reports the auction will happen only if there is more than one bid received by the day before the auction is scheduled. ETURC Aviation wants to buy the company for $198 million, but ANN has received several reports at least one additional competitor will come forth. So far, none have. If that January 14th auction date rings a bell, perhaps it's because it's the first anniversary of ETURC's announcement that it was injecting $100 million into the company to keep it running through mid-year. That was also when ETURC head Roel Pieper was named non-executive chairman of Eclipse, in a precursor to the July ousting of company founder Vern Rayburn as CEO. The company is technically operating under debtor-in-possession financing, but there's no outward sign of any operations at the company's plant in Albuquerque, New Mexico. On December 21st, Associated Press writer Stevenson Jacobs openly questioned how corporate executives could continue using business jets over more economical options. Ed Bolin, president of the National Business Aviation Association, is getting lots of practice lately responding to uninformed groundhogs. Portions of his letter of response to Jacobs have been quoted elsewhere. You can find the whole thing in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. But Bolin said in part, quote, "Your recent article on business aviation presents an inaccurate and misleading picture of business aviation in the United States. It completely misses the reality that every day, tens of thousands of well-managed and cost-conscious U.S. companies use business aviation to help them survive and effectively compete in an intensely unforgiving marketplace. Although perceptions may be to the contrary, the fact is that 85% of the companies that utilize business aviation are small and mid-size, and the passengers on business aircraft are usually salespersons, engineers, technicians, and other employees below the senior executive rank. The basic value of business aviation is that it is a tool that allows companies to do more in less time and often at lower cost than other alternatives. It's unfortunate that your story leaves readers with a view of business aviation that reflects none of these realities," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Airlines are floundering, but somehow they keep building cash. United pilots continue the war on their boss. And welcome to Biofuels Nomenclature 101. All our Aerocasts are going to have New Year's Day off tomorrow, but we'll be back on our regular schedule Friday. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year, and have a clear and unlimited day.